Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And welcome back to the Final Inspection Show. Steve Zotke. I'd like to thank our supporters at, of course, Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove and also David Hobbs Honda. And we're up at Road America, and it's the Vintage Weekend, of course, the WeatherTech Brian Redman Vintage Weekend. And this year, the feature mark is Shadow Racing Cars. And, of course, Shadow Racing Cars, a lot of listeners may remember back the old Can-Am days and, of course, Formula One and Formula 5000 and many races up at Road America. And this weekend, there's probably a good almost 10 Shadow Racing Cars from the Can-Am days and Formula 5000 up here. And just, it's a neat event. And also they have Pete Lyon's new book on Shadow Racing Cars that you can get out here. And one of the former drivers is up here too, George Fulmer. And we had George on the show a couple of years ago. And George, thanks for coming back on the show again.
Oh, it's always nice to go up to Road America. I have liked this place from the first day I came, which was back in 1965 when Cliff Tufty was on it.
Oh yeah. Cliff Tufty, of course, the man, yeah, and hands-on owner, and
yes, he was a good guy.
He was. I mean, you never hear a bad thing about him and his wife too, and they were local. They actually lived up here year round.
Yes,
so
they did.
So what were you running that first time up here in 65?
I brought my championship Lotus Porsche.
Okay.
Won the USSRC championship. So that was my first major championship. So
okay.
And I won it here. The last was the championship race that decided who's going to win the championship. And I won my class and I won the championship. So always meant a lot to me to come into Road America. Besides, it's probably the best racetrack in the country.
I've heard that from so many people, not only, of course, so Milwaukee Mile Racetrack is a racer's, racer's track, but as for an oval
too,
but also Road America too. And it's funny, especially the European drivers all love it too, because they all say it's the most European racetrack. And when Cliff Tufty and the others designed the racetrack, they kind of had that feel. They wanted it with the long straightaways, but yeah, the curves. And for a driver, it can be quite challenging, can it?
Well, it is challenging because there's a lot of turns in it, and it's fast, and it's got some pretty heavy braking areas and some pretty slow corners. So it demands a lot of out of the car and the driver to get around fast. You got to do a lot of different things. So it's just a nice racetrack, and it's fun to run, and I've always enjoyed it. And I can say it's one of my favorites.
And you've raced, let's see here. You raced with the USSRC here, Trans Am, Can Am, Formula 5000.
Yes, all of those. I don't think I ran any stock car here, but I think I ran all the others. And
did you run single seat Can Am here?
No, I don't think so. I ran the real Can Am cars.
Right.
And I won here in 72 with the 917-10 Porsche with L&M sponsorship. So it's always been a good track for me, and I've always enjoyed racing on it. And it's just I still like coming here. I don't go off base very much anymore. it's traveling such a hassle.
Right, yep.
But chance to come to Road America and get to visit with the people back here, and they're always great, and they're friendly, and the food's good. The brats are better.
Talking with George Fulmer up here at Road America, up here for the WeatherTech Brian Redman Vintage Weekend. If you get a chance, come on up here. We're up here today, Saturday, and also tomorrow, Sunday, all day. Come on out here. It's a great opportunity for the fans to do and listeners to do something this weekend. We're, of course, practicing social distancing and just using common sense with masks and that. But Road America, as we were saying, when we were a couple weeks ago for the IndyCar series, it's the optimum place to come out and see a race because it's so big and there's everybody can kind of space out. So come on up to Road America and enjoy the weather up here and enjoy some very, very cool cars. And George, your last race, vintage race, was here too, wasn't it?
Yeah, I believe it was.
Isn't that McLaren?
I had a M8 McLaren, a Can-Am car, a big block in it, and we ran pretty good. I don't know if I'm...
George, you spanked the field that day.
Is that what I did?
Yes, you did. I was here, and you just ran away and hid, and... Well, it was your, I think that was 12 years.
Less traffic that way.
Yeah. That was about 10, 12 years ago, I think.
Yeah, at least.
And you said, that's it, I'm done.
Yeah, I think about that. It was right about the time I said, no more, I've got to do this anymore.
Yeah.
You know, I've had a fantastic career. I've had a lot of enjoyment. I've had some pain along with it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you're going to race cars, you're going to have pain, so... But I'm still here, and it's always been fun, and I always like the fans, and having a chance to perform for them, it was rewarding.
And, of course, we have a lot of NASCAR fans, and some of the newer NASCAR fans may not be familiar with that. You drove for Bud Moore in the early 70s in the Torino. And we did an interview a few years ago, and I said, you know, what did you have the most fun with in the cars and everything? And you kind of wish you did a little more NASCAR running back then.
I've always had a fondness for the NASCAR. It's very competitive, and a lot of good cars and good drivers, so that raises your level and interest and having a chance to compete with the best of the field and mm-hmm. you know the best around, and I think some of the NASCAR guys are one of the best bunch of drivers to run against. They don't catch any cars, but they'll race you, and it's just good. It's the stock cars put on a good show for everybody, so it's fun to watch them.
You know, it's funny, there's been some criticism with Fernando Alonso going back to Formula One at, I think, at age 42, and you were actually a rookie in Formula One at age 40, weren't you?
Yeah, and I don't think that'll last very long, because it's Formula One is a real hassle, and it's mm-hmm. gotten to be pretty, you know, if you're over 20, you don't even get a job. So.
Yeah.
But he could try it. I went because of the American team and the shadow and an American car, and I had some good luck, and I ran good. I was competitive, but our cars weren't quite up to the standard of some of the other teams, but I scored points my first race, and I set out on the podium in my second race, so all in all, it was not a bad deal.
Well, George, we certainly appreciate you taking time out, and for the fans who want to come up here, excellent opportunity to get the Pete Lyons book and get it autographed by George.
Yes, I'm autographing both Saturday and Sunday, and that'll be an opportunity to buy a brand new book. It just came off the press, and in fact, I don't think you can get it anywhere else but here for this weekend anyhow. And it's a nice book. Pete's a great writer, and he's been in motorsports probably is longer than I have, and he's a good guy and a very meticulous writer, so
he certainly is.
What he writes is usually the real story.
Yeah, very good. Well, George, thanks for taking time out. You're listening to the Final Inspection Show, brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove and David Hobbs Honda. We'll be back after this.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.